ॐ महाकाली महालक्ष्मी महासरस्वती देव्यो नमः। ऐं रूपाय ह्रीं रूपाय क्रीं रूपाय देव्यो नमः। ह्रां तत्क्रीं रूपाय सर्वेश्वरी देव्यो नमः। श्री गुरुदेवाय नमः। ॐ मातृकाभ्यो नमः। टुनाइट इज चतुर्थी, द फोर्थ नाइट ऑफ आवर सेक्रेड ऑब्जर्वेंस ऑफ नवरात्रि। टुगेदर एज अ फैमिली we have gathered to express our devotion collectively to Ma, that Supreme Mother of the Universe. Navaratri is observed twice a year, spring and fall, and many things people do, many ways they offer their puja. Some people do pat, chandi pat, Durga Saptashati, Devi Mahat. And most of the stories begin with a battle. The battle between the demons and gods, the battle between good and not that good, within. It's both are there. There is a constant battle going on within us. It is for the reason that may the gods, may the divine virtues be victorious within me, we engage in this Shakti Puja. In the fifth chapter of Durga Saptashati, after the battle was done, it was time for Ma to go back to her realm. All the gods got very nervous. In the beginning, as the story went, the demons were getting victorious. Gods were losing the battle. Brahma, the creator, the grandpa, suggested, "You gods, sit in a circle. Meditate on the problem." As all the devas sat in a circle, meditated on the problem, a light emerged from each of their hearts, and coming in the center, it took the form of Durga. With many arms, riding a tiger, each of the gods gave her their perfected weapon, and single-handedly she went out and defeated the army of Asuras. Someday I'll tell you the whole story in detail. It will take a month, but not today. Just I'm touching the tip of the iceberg. Many, with her various forms, she tried to slay the demon. Mahishasur, who came in the form of great buffalo. Buffalo is the symbol of lethargy and arrogance. She would slay one form, he will show up in another. She will take another form too, and then he will show up in another. He kept showing up in various forms. How does this battle relate to our daily life? Our ego. we think we have overcome our ego. We have surrendered at the feet of Ma. We have surrendered at the feet of the Guru. It shows up in another form. The best way to deal with that is humility. Humility is the ornament, abhushan, of a person. Humility is the best ornament. No matter how many one is studded with golds and jewelry and diamonds, but if has no humility, there is no Lakshmi there. The older sister of Lakshmi is there. It is humility that keeps Mahalakshmi. Modesty. Lajja. Ya Devi Sarva Bhuteshu Lajja Rupena Sanstita. We sing it every day. What does Lajja mean? To be modest, to be shy. Sometimes people get so full of themselves, they begin to boast. They begin to... they lose the grace. It is because of Lajja. People wear clothes. It's shy. Everything doesn't need to be exposed and flaunted. Ya Devi Sarva Bhutesh Lajja Rupena Sanstita. Modesty. When there is a modesty, that energy is contained. It's not flowing out. We've seen people who like to show off. They're always looking. Others are noticing it. Their energy is flowing out. If you are contained, that's why we have a little shawl here, that even when you do your job, you cover your mala in the shawl. So people are not looking at it and thinking and making comment in their own mind. Because looking at you, if somebody is making some kind of comment in their mind, that vibration is going to come and touch you and disturb you. You want to live in peace? Maybe live in such a way that people don't notice you. Here people think it in a negative way. But if you really want to be left alone in peace, live in a way that you're not important. But we all want to be important. There is the arrogant, there is the ahankar, there is the ego. So it is because of ego all the battles are fought. It is because of ego all the conflicts happen in our life, in our family, in our workspace, on our roads, in our society, country, the world. It is because of ego. We are fighting. So Navaratri is the time to really look at that and have this deep inside understanding that may my ego not run my life. Little ego is good, but may it not run my life. It is because of ego people like to live a life of show off. You know, my car is better than my neighbor's. My house is bigger than theirs. My clothes are better than... it is little ego. And to fulfill that, how much time and energy we spend. In the beginning I mentioned that we are engaged in this Triguratmak Shakti. Three gunas, tamasic, rajasic, sattvic. And if you look at the prayer that you read every day, Ya Devi Sarva Bhuteshu, it starts with tamasic. Vishnu was in sleep. Sleep, hunger, greed, these are all tamasic tendencies. They are also within us. Then comes the rajasic. Rajasic starts with modesty. She. Lajja. And there are various different her names in that prayer. Someday you may want to look at it. Mahalakshmi appears in various forms within us. Contentment, when there is real contentment in our heart and mind, Kanti appears. Kanti means luster. When you are content and happy, your heart is open, there is a radiance around your face. But if you are afraid, you are down, depressed, there is a kind of a dark cloud around you. No matter how nice clothes you are wearing, no matter what you are doing, if there is no joy in your heart, the light becomes dim. That mother is present within us in the form of our various tendencies. May we look at that. If we are driven by one of them, look at it, that how is it affecting my life? Is it helping my journey, my vision towards living my highest? If not, instead of fighting, just say, Oh Mother, I have been long enough in this lap of yours, please put me in your another lap. No matter where we are, no matter what we are doing, no matter what we are thinking, we are always in the lap of one form or another of the Mother. Tonight we are in Rajasic realm of the Mother, Mahalakshmi. Let us keep our heart light. Mahalakshmi sits on a lotus. When your heart is open, when your heart is light, the lotus of the heart is open. That's the symbology. Mahalakshmi sitting on the lotus. If your heart is open, if there is joy in your heart, Mahalakshmi comes and sits on it. You attract the right thing when your heart is filled with joy and it's open. Meditation on Ma tonight is heart lotus fully open, maybe a silhouette of Mother sitting on that lotus, granting us fearlessness with right hand raised and left hand granting us boon. There's a sweet smile on her face. She's clad in yellow. Mahakali, we meditate on her, clad in red. Mahalakshmi, clad in yellow. Mother has only two arms. It doesn't have many arms. These two arms be fearless and granting you boon. There is no need for her to battle on our behalf. All she needs to do is smile at us with her kindness. Whatever we think, that's what we attract. So we meditate on the Soumya form of Ma. Soumya means sweet, kind. Although Mother is depicted with 24 arms, with wielding weapon and this and that, no, we just worship her. Soumya, Soumya Kali, Soumya Lakshmi. our meditation on Ma Kali is not fierce, soumya, sweet, and just two arms, no weapons, just gentle smile, kindness, light emerging from her third eye, covering us in the form of a shield. Being grateful for all the blessings in our life, may we be thankful for Mother. Think of contentment. Say from the vibration of your heart, "Oh Mother, you have given me enough. I am very grateful, very grateful, very grateful." Let there be no trace of any complaint or any wish. Just be total gratitude in the heart. Asuras will be there. They will be barking and they will be making noise, drawing your attention. Don't pay any attention. Just let your attention be on the feet of the Ma. Maybe the twinkle from her little toe nail, little blue light comes and hits you in the center of the forehead. Magic can happen, many things can happen when you are in devotion. Thank you all. Maybe you will see her even in the twinkle of the stars, in the moon, the clouds. She can appear from anywhere if you are in the right state of heart and mind. I bow to the Mother with all my limbs in all different directions and thank you for your presence and participation in this unbroken flow of devotion. Om Hara.